It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a monstrously, ginormous, huge news show for you on this weekending edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. We'll talk with Michael Riedel of the New York Post. We'll also check in with RNC spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany. And we start with breaking news and Governor Michael Huckabee. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're learning that President Trump has, in fact, pardoned. The president believes that Mr. Libby is fully worthy of this pardon. I do not know Mr. Libby, said President Trump, but for years I have heard that he has been treated unfairly. Hopefully this full pardon will help rectify a very sad portion of his life.
That was my colleague at Fox News Channel, Melissa Francis, sitting in for Harris Faulkner a bit earlier this afternoon. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to because I don't know if you heard or not. There's some big interview that's going to go on ABC this weekend on Sunday night. I'm going to see if I can pull myself away from what else is on. I don't know. American Idol. Color me just a tad bit pessimistic about both how it's been hyped and what it will actually mean, but we'll get to that in just a second. I want to bring in Governor Mike Huckabee, who joins us often on Fridays in a later segment of the show, because we're often preparing to promote his weekend broadcast, which we will. But Governor, thanks for jumping on with us here at the beginning, because there's a lot to get to. Scooter Libby, mentioned right there by Melissa Francis. Judith Miller, our friend over at Fox News, who's not a fan of the president by any stretch of the imagination, wrote today that this is long overdue and she's glad to see it happen. For people that don't really remember what Scooter Libby represented and why his takedown was fairly significant to the people that opposed President Bush at the time, what is your take on what has happened now, and do you consider it to be justice?
Well, it's definitely justice. It's justice delayed. I had long wished that President Bush would have done this when he had the power. Even on his last day, he should have and could have done it. He didn't. He commuted the sentence, but he did not pardon him. And interestingly, Scooter Libby was innocent enough that he was reinstated with his law license. And the people who looked at the case decided that he had truly been railroaded. He was not prosecuted. He was persecuted. And it was an outrageous and egregious abuse of federal prosecutorial power. The kind of thing I think we're seeing now with perhaps the Mueller investigation and going after and breaking down the door of Michael Cohen. This is what ought to scare Americans. You don't have to like Donald Trump, but you really ought to love a sense of justice in which it's evenly handed. It wasn't with Scooter Libby. I can tell you from being a governor, there is no political benefit ever in issuing a pardon or any type of commutation. President Trump, in the midst of his own issues, has shown an extraordinary amount of courage and a do-right mentality that I truly appreciate today.
Well, and it's an interesting character from the pages of the Bush administration, because the story that he was attached to did have a lot of speculation about it, the Valerie Plame affair. And what we found out later was that basically, Valerie Plame and her husband were a couple of con artists that really, you know, they were looking out for themselves, but there really wasn't any wrong being done. But if I remember correctly, there was it kind of keyed off of the unmasking of Valerie Plame's identity in a certain narrative. Did we not have exactly the same thing happen with Dr. Susan Rice and the people that were unmasked in this investigation about Russia and who was monitoring who and who wiretapped whose phone and so forth. I mean, it really seems inconsistent that Scooter Libby was the worst man ever to walk the planet because he unveiled the name of a non-active agent that hadn't been in the field for years. And then Dr. Susan Rice does the same thing, and the left act like we're losing our minds for mentioning it.
Well, and it was, as I recall, Kevin, it was discovered that it was Bob Novak who actually outed her. It wasn't
correct.
Scooter Libby after all. And so, you know, nothing happened to Bob Novak. He was a journalist, and you know, I'm sure he would have claimed that he had the right to publish, and so be it. But it wasn't even Scooter Libby. It was a political effort to go after someone who was highly connected to Dick Cheney because Scooter Libby was Dick Cheney's chief of staff. They couldn't get Cheney. They went after Libby. It was a disastrously vicious thing to do to a man who had given his life in public service, and I just think it's awful. Absolutely.
And you make a direct comparison to what's happening with Michael Cohen. Do you sense that the prosecutorial intent is just as feverish to get Cohen if they can't get Trump?
Well, I think they want to get Trump, and they're going after anybody who's close to Trump. That's what we've seen so far, going after whether it's Manafort or Gates. And I'm not saying some of these guys haven't done some things wrong, but it's not about what Trump did. It's about what Michael, maybe Michael Cohen may have done. We don't know. Was it a contribution that shouldn't have been made? Does it really rise to the level of breaking down a person's door and taking all their computers? I mean, you can look at bank records and find out, did you make a contribution? But that's what ought to be frightening to us. How far is our federal government willing to go to take down the people it has decided are its enemies? Not enemies of the law, not enemies of justice and right, but their enemies and political enemies. Kevin, that's scary.
Speaking with Byron York yesterday and the realization that the DOJ and FBI might be the most packed swamp rat, swamp infested portions of the federal government, and we're still seeing that battle play out. Speaking of which, let's move to Sunday night. James Comey is slated for a huge sit down with George Stephanopoulos, is being billed as, like, you know, the exclusive of the year, which I don't think is really true. I think that he could have gone to any number of networks and they would have put him on. But the idea that this is going to tell us something new and be really remarkable, people that are familiar with the book don't seem to be indicating that. And I'm curious what you think of the president's reaction kind of going off on Twitter today to try to get in front of it and kind of chop the knees out of it. What's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I think the interview is not really an interview. It's an infomercial. I mean, this is an attempt to help James Comey sell his books. That's what he's into. I thought Nate Silver, the not-so-conservative and quite liberal New York Times analyst, had the best line. He said this book shouldn't have been called A Higher Loyalty. It should have been called A Higher Royalty, because that's what Jim Comey is all about, is trying to make some dough. Interestingly, he supposedly is telling all these things that he never had time to go and tell Congress, even though he had a constitutional responsibility and a legal responsibility to tell Congress things that they were asking him. But no, he's too busy for that because he's writing it in a book and now they can buy a copy. I find it outrageous, and I think it's important, and I hope some members of Congress go through and look at the book and see how many things in that book were based on information that belonged to the federal government, not to him personally. And if he profits off of it, I think that presents some problems for him.
Well, I thought that he had already mishandled classified or government information by giving his supposed personal memos that he made of the meetings with the president to his friends at NYU. I thought that that broke barriers. That I'm curious as to why no one's looked into it yet to see if that was actually criminal in nature.
Well, it would be, because it's not his information. It's government work product. It does not belong to him. It belongs to the federal government. You just can't take things that belong to your employer and go and give them. And in that case, it was leaking of information that supposedly was confidential and classified. So that even makes it worse. But do you think he's going to be prosecuted for it? Wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah, it doesn't look like him. It also seems he plays a lot in the dirt in this book, and probably in the interview. He's re-raising allegations of Russian prostitutes, and he gets personal. He goes after the marriage of the president and the first lady, and I expect that we're going to see more of that on Sunday night. One of the reasons why I don't really have much of any interest in watching it all. But you know what I will watch? I will watch Huckabee at either 8 or 11 on Saturday night and 8 or 11 on Sunday night. And, Governor, real quick, 10 seconds, what she got on this weekend show?
Well, an economist that makes sense. Art Laffer will be with us. We also have Geraldo Rivera, who will talk about his remarkable 50-year career in journalism. And then some surprises that you don't want to miss. So Saturday, Sunday, 8 and 11 Eastern, both nights on TBN.
Please tell me you're going to ask Geraldo if he ever did find what was in the vault.
I did ask him about that. You'll have to watch.
Now you got me hooked, Governor, much more so than that book sale over on ABC. All right, 8 and 11, TBN, Saturday and Sunday nights. Governor, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming up next, Kaylee McEnany, who actually used to be that guy's intern. She joins me next.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
There's a big accident under investigation in New Jersey in Old Bridge on Route 9 northbound. Just that right lane's getting by at Jake Brown Road. Bumper-to-bumper delays going well back towards Route 18. That's an extra 30 minutes of travel time. And I'll tell you what, my friend, southbound is bumper-to-bumper from the parkway in Sayreville all the way down to the accident scene. So Route 9 is not user-friendly in either direction. You can think about 34 or the parkway. Either or the other will be better than Route 9 for you. 27 south and Edison, right by Stony Road. That's a crash. Turnpike northbound Eastersburg 15X. That's an accident being cleared as well. Across the Hudson River, city-bound DW Bridge, lower level, an accident takes out the right lane mid-span. Had a 15-minute delay as a result. Upstairs, no delays at all. 45 minutes in at the Lincoln, just about the same going back to the Garden State. 20 minutes inbound at the Holland, about 45 as you go back to New Jersey. And really no good way to get to the outbound DW Bridge at this hour. Westside Highway, FDR, Deegan, and Cross Bronx approaches are all stacked in pretty good. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Rome, the Vatican, the Sistine Chapel. Here's your chance to see it all, including airfare and a private tour with the Pope Sweepstakes at MyVaticanVacation.com. And discover the history of the Vatican in the new CNN original series, Pope, the Most Powerful Man in History, Sunday nights at 10, Eastern and Pacific. For official rules and your chance to win, log on now to MyVaticanVacation.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of 48 contiguous states in D.C. at least 18 years of age. Sweepstakes ends 4:15 at midnight. Odds depend on the number of entries received. Sponsored by Grace Hill Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friends at Landmark Capital are going patriotic. They'd like you to win a $20 one-ounce Liberty Gold coin on July 6th. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th, and every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Salem Business Breakfast is on April 19th at the Wanaque Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Come for networking and a delicious breakfast by DR Catering. Steve Adubato will moderate a panel discussion on succeeding as an entrepreneur with Bernard Carrick, former New York City Police Commissioner, John Bramnick, assemblyman and partner at Bramnick Law, Susan Safis, owner of Rhino Shield of New York, and Phil Van Horn, CEO of Blue Rock Energy. Joe Piscopo and the AM 970 morning team will be broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. at the college. Bring lots of business cards for networking and to enter to win great prizes, including an Apple TV. The event is free, but you have to register. So get your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on April 19th at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy and L'Artigiano Gelato. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer. Breaking news as it happens.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
He's taking one or two or three meetings with the president and retroactively putting his own spin on them to sell books. It seems to me like he sounds like a disgruntled ex-employee who, after the fact, wants to clear his conscience of what bothered him at the time. If you're that bothered, quit.
That's Kellyanne Conway, advisor to the president, as she was just a little while ago commenting on what continues to be the big story headed into the weekend. And it is, what will James Comey say in his, primetime special? We just talked with Governor Mike Huckabee about his thoughts on this. I want to bring in someone who not only has the ability to kind of understand this from a political sense, but also from a legal one, because she is a graduate of Harvard Law School, and she is a longtime friend of Kevin McCullough Radio, Kaylee McEnany. It's good to have you back.
Hey, how are you, Kevin?
Doing well. So let me ask a couple of interesting things about the Comey situation in particular. It appears as though not only is he going to get nasty and personal with the president's marriage and speculation about prostitutes and other stuff, he's also going to throw Loretta Lynch under the bus and a few others. This man's determined to have zero amount of friends by the time the evening's over. Doesn't it look like it from here?
It does. I mean, he's managed to make angry both sides. I just came off of a Fox hit, and I had my Democratic sparring partner, Jessica Tarlow, say to me, wow, it's rare that Kaylee and I agree on the moral, ineptitude of Jim Comey. So you're finding partisans on the opposite sides of panels. I saw another one on CNN where the two folks agreed because he's managed to make everyone angry, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat. But one point to note, you mentioned Loretta Lynch. She talks about classified documents casting aspersions on her impartiality in the Clinton investigation. Well, he also talks about his interactions with President Trump and says there was no obstruction of justice. There was nothing approaching illegality. So very interesting that Loretta Lynch really is kind of taking the heat in this book more than the president, I would argue.
Well, given that that's maybe the rational and factual case, that with George Stephanopoulos, former Clinton operative, conducting the interview on ABC, a major mainstream network that does not hold any type of conservative view at all, that this is going to tend to be a what you got on Trump kind of special. And here's the interesting thing about this, Kaylee. To what degree, for instance, he was asked by the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has oversight of FBI matters, to come and testify before them on things relevant to his investigation and his time there. And he says to them, I'm too busy to do that, but then turns around and spills everything. And ABC came out yesterday, Byron York reported in the Washington Examiner, they're bragging. He answered every one of our questions. There wasn't a single question he told us he didn't have the time to answer. What's the legal jeopardy that he's in, if any at all, in the path he's chosen?
Well, he's potentially in a lot of legal jeopardy and for a number of reasons. First, the leaking of classified information, potentially classified. One would think that the FBI director's notes would be classified even at the confidential level. But even so, conveying government documents, that's something that is illegal under law, conveying documents regarding a ongoing investigation. And then also you mentioned Clinton. FISA abuses. People forget there's so much said of Andy McCabe and Rod Rosenstein and the names on these warrants to get a authority to spy on someone based on a Democrat-funded dossier. Well, Jim Comey was the head of the FBI overseeing all of this. So he gets this FISA warrant and then later tells us that this very document that was the basis of the FISA warrant was salacious and unverified. So, that's another realm in and of itself. There's a lot going on, and it's important to point out all of it.
Well, when you're dealing with this issue as well, I want people to keep in mind that the Inspector General has not yet released his report. There was speculation that it would be out by now. But do you see Jim Comey putting himself in jeopardy of worsening his standing in that final report before it comes out? And given that that's an internal affairs kind of check and balance on the DOJ and FBI, it seems to me he's playing really fast and loose with a lot of opportunity here that I think if somebody was his lawyer, they'd say maybe this isn't the right time to be doing this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everyone says the Inspector General is someone of great moral character, above reproach. We can trust he'll do a fine job. And I believe that. And I really want to see these two IG reports. But what troubles me is the involvement of Rod Rosenstein in these IG reports and, you know, what his role will be and how they ultimately shape up and look. And we know Rod Rosenstein, of course, signed one of those FISA warrants, and he's a part of this. So he's a witness as much as he is a prosecutor, which is another very strange conflict of interest that shouldn't exist. But, you know, we got to look at all of it. And I hope these IG reports do turn up the way we all anticipate, and Rosenstein and others at the Justice Department don't get to them.
Well, what's I think is going to be interesting is once Comey gets his version of events out there, I think that there are still people at the DOJ and the FBI field agents that worked the Hillary email case that I believe still strongly disagree with the actions that were taken by Comey and Lynch. There were at the time, supposedly, behind the scenes, there were more than 100 field agents and at least about a dozen lawyers that worked that investigation that all came out and said, not publicly, but they said through a spokesperson, that they all, thought that she should have been, indicted and charged, and that they would have been able to prosecute, such a case. The fact that he still didn't, and now that we know so much about his process, in that he began to write the case for her being found not guilty long before she even was interviewed, to me seems to be just one of a number of tripwires that he's just, I don't know, I can't comprehend how you can just take this amount of risk. All of it's on the record. All of it's going to be reviewed by people that do have say over what he gets charged with or not. And I think that if he's in a Trump era season that he could find himself on the, you know, end of a prosecution.
Right. He certainly could. There's a lot to look at, as we mentioned, all those different criminal statutes. But what's crazy is that he does all of this that you mentioned while making jokes in between. In his writing, he talks about President Trump's tan and the length of his tie and, you know, the way his desk looked. And I mean, it's just very bizarre things, which led even CNN's Gloria Borger to say, you're either serious or you're not. You know, you got to choose what you are here. It's all just kind of a parody of itself, it seems, as we approach the release of this book.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to find other things to watch on Sunday night. I'm going to make Alex watch it and make him cut up the audio for Monday. But anyway, it's going to be talked about. And, of course, friends, you know we're going to talk about it here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Kaylee McEnany, have a great weekend. Thanks for stopping by, as always.
Thank you. You too.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Todd Chapman joins me for another visit on this very special activity that we're engaged upon. I hope you'll join us for that. Michael Riedel with a check of your weekend entertainment and some final thoughts. All before we're done, it's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sunshine and 81 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Building inspectors are on the scene after a pedestrian was struck by a piece of scaffolding in Tribeca this afternoon. Authorities say the piece of debris fell off an office building at 101 Barclay Street around 2:15. The person who was hit was walking on the sidewalk at the time and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A Long Island State senator wants more safety measures put in place following a recent bus accident. Senator John Brooks is calling on the State Department of Transportation to add clearance bars across every parkway entrance ramp.
This gives us an opportunity to just bump our head with the vehicle rather than have an incident like we had the other day.
On Sunday, a bus with high school students hit an overpass on the Southern State Parkway in Lakeview, seriously injuring some students. There have been other incidents in the past involving overpasses on the Southern State. Officials are blaming chopped romaine lettuce from Arizona as the most likely cause of an E. coli outbreak in 11 states. Lisa G. has more.
The outbreak has sickened at least 7 people in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. And the New Jersey Department of Health says despite the likely source of chopped romaine, a grower, supplier, distributor, or brand has not been identified yet. Health officials also say anyone who has bought romaine lettuce, including salads or in mixes, are advised to throw it away, even if some of it was eaten and no one has gotten sick. They also say if you don't know if the lettuce is romaine, to just throw it away. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
In sports, Mets host the Brewers at Citi Field. Yankees are in Detroit for the start of a three-game set against the Tigers. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 20 minutes citybound, 45 minutes each way at the Lincoln Tunnel, citybound lower-level George Washington Bridge. Looks like an accident just cleared. Mostly clear skies tonight with an overnight low of 60. Sunshine in the morning tomorrow, then clouds for the afternoon with a high of 77. Cloudy skies on Sunday with showers likely and 30 degrees cooler with a high of only 47. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee and being baptized in the Jordan River, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ and the story of God's purpose on earth. These moments can be yours when you join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018. That's November 7th through the 16th. Gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews will be with you as your time in Israel will be rich and have lots of spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
Hey friends, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down, don't have energy, it's because you're not eating the fruits and the veggies and getting the energy that they should be giving you the way you should, that you're supposed to. And that's why it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. They're not like vitamins with synthetics. These are natural food in a capsule, and they use the whole food. They got vital nutrients because they use 100% of the plant, the seed, the stems, fruits, veggies. It's all there. It's whole food nutrition. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They've got less aches and pains. But forget about that. If you're fighting the cold, the allergies, the flu, I'm telling you, it has worked wonders in my family's life. And I can tell you 100%, I do not miss a day taking Balance of Nature. It's time to improve the quality of your life, so get started now. Call Balance of Nature. They've got an offer you can't beat. 800-246-8751. Use promo code THEANSWER. You're going to get 35% off your first month's supply. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. You hear them say it all the time. Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. The promo code is THEANSWER. It's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for TownHall.com. The investor who bet on PayPal, bet on Facebook, and bet on Trump is now betting against Silicon Valley. I'm talking about Peter Thiel and his announcement that he's leaving the Valley for Los Angeles. For years, Thiel has been ahead of the curve when it comes to investing and culture, and now he's signaling possible trouble for Silicon Valley. Thiel's leaving because, in his words, Silicon Valley has gone from just liberal to a one-party state. They were always left-wing. Now they're so radical that it's hurt their ability to produce successful companies. A city built on the principles of innovation and openness has sheltered itself from dissent. If they're not open to new ideas, they can't innovate. And if they can't innovate, smart investors and entrepreneurs will find the places that can. I'm Jerry Boyer.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree, offered on its most beautiful campus.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hello, right, so glad you're with us. And yet to come today, it is Tech Tuesday, so Ari Zoldan will join me to discuss all things in technology, and we're glad that you're with us. I'm also very excited to welcome back to the New York studio Mr. Todd Chapman, who, despite his devilishly good looks and ever-svelter figure, continues to be someone that somehow finds his way to New York every year and helps us think on really important things, like helping people that are not as well off as us, even if he is inclined to share a lunch or so with me, and sometimes even some of that that dark stuff in the glass. Todd, I got to admit that, and I meant to tell you, there's a new bourbon that someone just introduced me to, but we'll have to talk about that at some point other than now. Because right now, I want people to focus on the fact that we are dealing with a very serious crisis in Haiti that has been an ongoing crisis combined of natural disaster and drought and hurricanes. It's like you just pick any number of different things and throw them all into one basket, and that's what Haiti's had over the last several years. And because of that, there's still great suffering in that place.
Yeah, Haiti's the poorest country on this side of the planet. You know, I mean, we're talking devastatingly poor. The average person, like the per capita income, is about $250, $300 a year. It's just a very, very difficult, severely impoverished country. But I got to tell you, you know, Kevin, I've been to Haiti a dozen times or more. I've really come to love the people of Haiti. I admire them, their tenacity, their just their perseverance to be able to go on surviving. And not just surviving, but they really do have a spirit that just drives them on. They're an amazing entrepreneurial type of people. The problem is they're just mired in the muck of the deepest, you know, poverty you can imagine on the face of the earth. But friends, that's where you can step in and give not a handout, but a hand up today, because Food for the Poor is in the business of saving lives so that we can change lives. And we save lives by keeping kids from starving to death and giving them clean, safe drinking water. And then after that, we move on to things like self-sustainability projects and training and education to ultimately lift a country like Haiti out of poverty. That's our ultimate goal. But friends, it all begins with people like you who you know, have a heart for your fellow man, even though you might not even, you know, speak their language. But you say, hey, you know what, I could help. And, you know, Kevin, when you consider that you can make a gift that's really going to significantly change, if not save, the life of a child for about the cost of a cup of coffee per month, I think this is something that everybody can wrap their head around.
Yeah, here's the specifics, friend, what Todd's saying. $50 feeds a child for the next year and gives them water for the rest of their life. Clean water, purified, drinkable water. $50. Now, if you do that in multiples, if you do that in, say, for two kids, that's 100, three, that's 150. And right now, because you're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, there's a friend of this broadcast that has said that they're going to match anything that is a multiple of 50 given this hour. So if you would be willing to pick up the phone and give a call and say, hey, I can do $500. That would be 10 kids. That's going to turn into 20 because of the matching gift for the next rest of this hour, the final half hour of this broadcast. And then there's this other thing that we really at the radio station feel very compelled about. And that is that you may be a business owner. And we know that at AM 970, The Answer, there's lots of people that own businesses that listen to our station. More than average, actually, according to what the research tells us. And maybe you would be inclined to have your business support really good causes. Well, it doesn't get better than feeding hungry children and giving clean drinking water to children that have polluted water systems. So if you were willing to do, on behalf of your business, a $2,500 one-time gift, we would be willing to exchange that with you for an advertising campaign. You'd get at least 40 commercials. There would be a number of other things that we would add into it, some digital, some other things that you may have interest in. But if you've been thinking, you know, I'd like to make my money do multiple things. I'd like to get some exposure for my business and do something good at the same time. Well, here you could feed 50 children for the next year and give them clean water for the rest of their life and get an advertising campaign as a way of us saying thank you. And it's fully deductible. Your gift to Food for the Poor. So if you call 855-919-4673, we have a limited number of these slots available, but we've already had one person call and take us up on this, so we would We're even minus one now spot left. But 855-919-4673. And we'd love for you to consider doing something really good for your fellow man, helping Food for the Poor, feed these forgotten children, and give them clean drinking water for the rest of their life. And then also we'll say thank you to you by giving you at least minimum 40 commercials on the air. And Todd, when you come back with us tomorrow, tell us a little bit about this town you just got back from, Savan Cabrit, because as you were telling me off air about it, I just think that my listeners will be very interested in knowing more about it. We'll do that next time. 855-919-4673. Call right now. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673.
Ever want a different perspective on the radio?
The Iron Man match, Shawn Michaels versus Bret the Hitman Hart, they fought for an hour, 60 minutes. It was incredible. And you think a match is going to be boring for an hour? It was riveting. It was more interesting watching that match than some matches that go on for 8 minutes.
Listen to Murano in the morning every Sunday from 4 to 8:30 for a different take on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here from Blue Rock Energy. Higher summer temperatures will bring big increases to your energy bill. And it's not just because you're using more. Rates actually spike during the warmer months. During this year's harsh winter, our customers avoided massive rate spikes by locking in lower natural gas and electricity rates early. And you can do the same this summer. After all, seasons change, but your energy rates don't have to. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today to learn more and make the free switch to a fixed-rate energy plan.
In real life, beauty is about feeling good, knowing that you look good. At CVS Pharmacy, feel good knowing that when you spend $30 on select beauty brands, you'll get a $10 CVS cash card to spend in store. We've got the latest obsessions in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care waiting just for you. That's beauty in real life, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid through April 28th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in store or online.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Salem Business Breakfast is on April 19th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Come for networking and a delicious breakfast by DR Catering. Steve Adubato will moderate a panel discussion on succeeding as an entrepreneur with Bernard Carrick, former New York City Police Commissioner, John Bramnick, assemblyman and partner at Bramnick Law, Susan Safis, owner of Rhino Shield of New York, and Phil Van Horn, CEO of Blue Rock Energy. Joe Piscopo and the AM 970 morning team will be broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. at the college. Bring lots of business cards for networking and to enter to win great prizes, including an Apple TV. The event is free, but you have to register. So get your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on April 19th at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy and L'Artigiano Gelato.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg talks healthcare with president and CEO of Emblem Health, Karen Ignani. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan.
happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's a very interesting weekend in New York. I mean, besides the fact that that former Clinton press secretary is going to get a big primetime sit down with a guy that now both political parties hate, Mr. James Comey, on Sunday night. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Who would have thought the Mets would be a 10-game winner at this stage in the year? That's crazy. And the Yankees, you know, I'd give them time. They'll get there. The Yankees will be fine. There's now the revival of spring. You've got actual warm weather, you know, at least until Sunday when it's going to be down in the 40s again. We just can't make up our mind in New York. And that's one of the reasons why people love this city. It's just that cool. And another reason is they get to come and look at, extinct animals. So we have a couple of skeletons down at the Met. You can go in and you can see these species that don't exist anymore. Another one that we have is the Broadway columnist. Now, this used to be a creature that resided at multiple newspapers across New York City and no longer does, except for the New York Post. And guess what? We get to stare into his cage every Friday. Right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Hey, Michael Riedel, welcome back. It's good to have you.
I hope you have a bag of peanuts you can feed me, Alex.
That's right. Yeah, Kevin. Yeah. We'll toss the please enjoy the freebies. Okay, so very interesting season for Broadway, if I'm reading between the lines in the world of Michael Riedel right now, because you've got kind of the revival of the revival, right? I mean, with Carousel now becoming the hottest ticket in town. And you wrote about it this week. Give me your take on why it was a problem, as you say in your headline, before Me Too.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Carousel, which is a great show by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, with beautiful songs like If I Loved You and June Is Bustin' Out All Over. And, of course, You'll Never Walk Alone, one of the great Rodgers and Hammerstein songs. It was always a difficult show because it's about a man who, let's be candid about it, he beats his wife in the first act, and then he commits suicide, and he comes back from purgatory, and he loses his temper with his daughter, and he hits her. And it's based on a play that was written back in the early 20th century. And Rodgers and Hammerstein, when they set out to adapt it into the musical, they recognized it's very difficult to have your central character be an unsympathetic cad. Now, they weren't thinking of the hashtag Me Too moments, but they had to deal with the issue that this is not a great guy, and he physically abuses the two people he loves most in the world. And they did it by writing songs of redemption in the end for him. They don't shy away from his bad behavior, but they do indicate to the audience that even though he loses his temper, he does love his daughter, he does love his wife, and he feels terrible about what he did, and they humanized him for the audience by writing You'll Never Walk Alone, which, if you listen to it, is almost like a hymn. And at the opening night of this new revival at the Imperial Theater, a lot of people, you could tell, were, they didn't quite know how to take this in the hashtag Me Too era. But I tell you, Kevin, by the end of the show in You'll Never Walk Alone, everybody, including all the women in the theater, Sarah Jessica Parker, for one of them, I saw, they were crying. They were in tears. So Rodgers and Hammerstein, somehow through their talent and their humanity, managed to take a cad and at least generate some understanding and feelings for him by the end of the show.
Well, I think that's one of the powerful things about some of the best narratives that have been put on film and stage and small screen. Because no character is one-dimensional, right? So there's always going to be things about humanity that are broken. And it's to what degree, actually, in my opinion, that we ever get anything right in life that is really a miracle in and of itself. And so while the activists of our society may say, well, we're never going to have, you know, sexual harassment or physical abuse or anything like this ever happen again in our life, and we're going to march until it happens, the likelihood that it's going to be stamped out is not real good. And it doesn't mean that we approve of it happening, but I think talking about it honestly is one of the most powerful ways to demystify it and to actually make it go away, because nobody wants to be associated with what the negatives of those things are. So I really think that's where some of the power of some of these great stories comes from.
You know, it's interesting. Oscar Hammerstein, who was a really gentle, kind man and a lovely soul, the play they based Carousel on is it's cynical. And in the end, the guy is still a cad, and he hits his daughter, and you basically say there's no hope for this guy. But Hammerstein said in an interview I read, he said, you know, I just don't believe that there is no redemption for people out there. I can't write a musical in which my hero is just going to be a terrible guy. I believe in redemption. I believe that you can better yourself. I believe you can make mistakes and learn from them. And that's, he put a lot of that into scrappling with this difficult character in Carousel. And I think based on the reaction of the critics today and the opening night audience, he succeeded.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting. And by the way, lovely interview last week with the spectacular voice that you get to hear in Carousel. I really enjoyed it and thought it was just really well done.
Oh, Renee Fleming, yeah. She's
yes.
A great opera star and making her debut in a Broadway musical in Carousel. And she's having a great time, although she did tell me, she said, you know, 8 performances a week. We're not used to that in the opera. Pilot in 2 a week and then we're out of there.
Yeah, and there's no stretch limousine and no one bringing you bonbons and, you know, your own personal, you know, air conditioner. Like, there's a lot of other elements of Broadway. But it was really a great conversation, and it's one of the reasons why people should listen to Michael on Saturday morning. You said that there's another big revival coming back. My Fair Lady is headed back to Broadway.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm getting reports from Lincoln Center that it's really good. Again, it's a problematic show in the Me Too era because, you know, at the end of it, Henry Higgins says to Eliza, bring me my damn slippers. I'm not so sure how they've solved that problem now, but I suppose she can take the slippers and throw them at him.
Well, that would be one option, and particularly if they staged it in the Middle East somewhere, I think that would be the normal thing. As you can tell, Michael Riedel joining us from jail today.
I had to stop on the side. Yes, I'm being carted off. You know.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. Check him out tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. because he's got Tommy Mottola on. You may remember him. He was a big-time music producer, but he also helped mentor the American Idols a few years ago when they did Donna Summer. And you're going to talk about the life of Donna Summer on the Town. You don't want to miss it every Saturday morning with Michael Riedel right on AM 970 The Answer. If you're in New York, online at am970theanswer.com. You can listen 9 o'clock Eastern. Michael, great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, sorry. Can you send the bail money over?
It depends on how much it is. What did you do, man?
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
First stop, the Bronx, and that'll be on the Bruckner Expressway, traveling eastbound at 149th Street. It's an accident blocking the left lane. Also on the eastbound Bruckner, right by the Sheridan, it's a broken-down car. That takes out the left lane of travel. Northbound Deacon slows on the RFK Triborough Bridge right up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Southbound, we're looking at delays, big delays, as you go south of 233rd Street, right down towards the area of Yankee Stadium. Westbound Cross Bronx jammed up from the Bruckner all the way across to the George Washington Bridge. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, we're slow from the 60s up to the GW Bridge with an accident along the way in the 120s. FDR northbound, we're slow from the 30s up to the RFK Triborough Bridge and stays pretty heavy right up to the George Washington Bridge. 45 minutes outbound the Holland Tunnel, about 20 minutes on the inbound side, 30 to 40 minutes each way at the Lincoln Tunnel in New Jersey, George Washington Bridge on the approach, 95 northbound in Fort Lee at exit 72. An accident being worked on, and both spurs of the turnpike very heavy on the southbound side. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
When you or a family member is in an accident, think Bramnick. Available 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. If a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and take it to trial. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick at 1-877-423-4878. That's 1-877-423-4878 or at johnbramnick.com.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us. Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970 The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
How weird was that briefing?
Really weird. It was almost an out-of-body experience for me. I was floating above myself, looking down, saying, you're sitting here briefing the incoming president of the United States about prostitutes in Moscow.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to get 2 hours of that Sunday night. Aren't you looking forward to it? George Stephanopoulos, the former press secretary for the Clinton administration, probably more qualified for that job than the one he currently has, which is news anchor for ABC News, which is laughable. That's what they're going to do. Prostitutes, Russia. This is going to be James Comey trying to vomit as much as he can all over the president. And at the end of the day, everyone that's seen the book so far, there's nothing new in there. There's nothing to see there, really. If you hate the president, you're going to love this because that's what James Comey does. He hates the president. So it's just going to come off. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be commenting on it on Monday for sure on Kevin McCullough Radio. Now, since we started this broadcast, we've made reference to the IG reports that have yet to be issued. And one of them now has been. The IG report surrounding Andrew McCabe, when we started the broadcast, had not been made public yet, but it now has. And this is also bad news for Comey, because for James Comey to now have the Inspector General of the Justice Department that was looking into the FBI to see how James Comey's FBI conducted itself in the midst of the Hillary Clinton email scandal and has found that Comey's number two, Andrew McCabe, broke several rules, maybe the law, in doing any number of things. And there's a number of charges that he has been stated with in this Inspector General report, makes James Comey look all the worse. James Comey's a stupid man. He's dumber than dumb. And it's his hubris. It's his, I'm going to be able to go on any television show and say anything I want and just, you know, think that and put it in my book and get away with it. It's his thinking that because he walks taller than everybody else in most rooms, that he must be above the law himself. This is not going to end well for James Comey if he keeps it up. And now that his number two has been ID'd by the Inspector General as having committed a whole wholesale list of things that he shouldn't have in this new IG report that has been put out on Andrew McCabe, this is really going to be problematic for the credibility of James Comey, because what it says is that on his watch, when he was the guy and he was promising that everything was above board and always done the right way, which we now know wasn't, because he was taking personal notes and giving classified information to people that didn't have government clearances and all the rest of it. Here's one more bullet in the chamber for the critics of James Comey to say, hey, you were wildly out of control and highly partisan in how you executed your duties. And at the very least, you deserve to lose your job. but maybe you should go to jail. Just maybe James Comey should be in jail. We will know more come this time Monday. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.